When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The Volume.
The Draymond Green Show is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You get payouts in as fast as 2 hours. There's so many bet types. My favorite, same game parlay bets. There's live betting, player props, futures. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. To get started now, sign up. Please use the promo code COLIN. COLIN. FanDuel Sportsbook makes it easy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. As you know, we are recording this, as I told you before, we're recording this right after game four here in Boston. Dubs went away with the win, 107-97, to tie the series up 2-2. Headed back to San Francisco. As I told you guys, you know, our goal, you come on the road, you need to win one, take back home court advantage. We did that. Obviously, behind the chef, Steph Curry, 43 points, 4 assists, 10 rebounds, absolutely incredible performance. I'll tell you what, to see the way Steph has played this finals is absolutely amazing. You know, we all have heard the slander and, you know, the whole he doesn't have a finals MVP and blah, 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 that whole conversation. And he's responded exactly how I expect him to respond. Not sure if everyone else expects him to respond like that, but if you have any type of basketball mind and you're unbiased, you would expect him to respond like that because that's always what he's done. And it's been absolutely amazing to see. I mean, he put us on his back tonight and he carried us across the finish line. And it was great. I thought, you know, he got to a lot of what he wanted to get to. Also was, you know, a couple of those threes probably should have been for those of you that are just listening to the audio, I did the Steph Curry four finger display when he knocks it down. You know, and how often do you see Steph Curry get upset like he did after that second three where JT kind of pushed him from behind a little? How often do you see that? I mean, he was locked in from the very beginning. He hit the three in the first quarter and started talking to the fans. And when Steph starts talking to the fans, it's never a good sign. It's a good sign for us. But that's never a good sign for anyone else. I mean, he was locked from the very beginning. And quite frankly, I wasn't surprised one bit. I could see in his demeanor the last couple of days, right immediately after game three, he's like, okay. So it was absolutely incredible. He did exactly what we expected him to do and helped carry us to the win. We were able to outscore Boston 58-43 in the second half, which was absolutely huge. I think we went into the half down 5, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, we came out, tied the game up right away. And then they went on a little run. And then, that third quarter was kind of back and forth. We took the lead. They took the lead. And then the fourth quarter, very close fourth quarter start. They get out. They go up 4. Steph comes back in the game. And then from that point on, it was just kind of a slugfest. They hit. We hit. And then at some, later on in the quarter, maybe 3 minutes to go, we were then able to create some separation. But, I mean, it was right there. Obviously, everyone wants to talk about me sitting from the seven and a half minute mark to the 3.5 minute mark. I know one question someone asked was like, did Coach Kerr talk to me about that? Absolutely not. Nor did he need to. I'd be shocked when teams, I've been struggling, as we all can see. Oh, I played a better game tonight, overall game, but definitely was struggling from the field, struggling on the offensive end. And I'd be shocked when teams feel like, oh man, something is working for us, but we have to go back to this guy because of a resume, because of a contract, because of whatever reason people feel that they need to go back. This is a playoffs, man. I don't get caught up in, as long as we win the game, whether I'm playing or Wiggs is playing or Bloom is playing or whoever else is playing, you could throw Q-Dog out there. If Q's playing, for those of you that don't know who Q-Dog is, that's our assistant coach, Bruce Frazier. Most interesting man in sports. You could throw whoever out there. As long as we win, I really don't care. And so the whole notion of like, oh man, you have to check in with certain guys if you're going to take them out the game, or if you think it's better for the team, I think that's ridiculous. I watch teams every year in the playoffs not sub guys that they know they should sub, and they lose. And so the fact that, Steve went away from me for a little while, was I pissed off and frustrated? Absolutely. Like 7 minutes to go in an extremely important game. You can't go down 3-1. You don't want to go down 3-1. And I'm coming out of the game. I was livid. But I credit my teammates, Juan Toscano-Anderson. And see, this is where, when you're trying to win a championship, this is where everything matters and everyone matters. I credit Juan Toscano-Anderson. He was in my ear. Not only was he in my ear the whole night, but when I was frustrated, when I came out the game at the 7.5 minute mark, he was in my ear. Chris Chioza was in my ear. Gary Payton was in my ear. And it was huge because I was able to respond due to their positive energy that they were pouring into me. I was able to respond and come up with a few big plays, a couple assists, a couple offensive rebounds, a couple stops. And so, credit to those guys. Everyone has an impact. And it was huge of them to keep my mind in the game. And they kept my mind there. And I was able to contribute in a way that could help us win. So big shouts out to those guys. That was absolutely amazing. And so, like I said, for those that were wondering, no, Steve didn't talk to me, nor did he need to talk to me. That's just the way it goes. If someone else is getting it done more, and that's just that. And I can live with that. And I have to be ready to help the team whenever that is. And, it came back around to me. And that was that. Now, I think for me, going home in game 5, it'll be very important that I continue to take the shots that are there. The shots that I'm missing, I trust. And, they'll go in. And I'm going to keep shooting them. And I'm going to continue to do what I can to help this team win so that we can come out of this year as the NBA champions. That is the goal. That's the goal that you go into every season with. That's the goal that we go into every season with. And, we're 2 games away. And so whatever I have to do to help this team win, that's always what I'm going to do. Andrew Wiggins had an absolutely incredible night. He held JT to 23 points on 23 shots, which was absolutely huge. He was a team high plus 20. Team high plus 20. For those that don't know, that means we essentially won the game, for lack of a better term, by 20 points when Andrew Wiggins was on the floor. He was plus 20. Absolutely incredible. 16 rebounds, 17 points, 16 rebounds. Wiggs' career high in any game in his career of rebounding was 11 rebounds prior to tonight. 16 rebounds in arguably the biggest game of the year, and arguably, not arguably, in the biggest game of his career. To come out with 16 rebounds is a true testament to his hard work, to his toughness, and his will to win. I thought that was absolutely incredible. For a guy who's been drug about that and drug about his intensity and all, 16 rebounds tells us everything that we need to know. Now, Raymond Ritter, Steph Curry, myself, and Wiggs were sitting in the locker room. I was getting dressed. Steph was getting dressed. I think Wiggs was getting ready to shower. And Raymond walks over, and he's like, "Yeah, man, it's your most rebounds in any game. Your highest or any game before that was 11. And Steph and I, Steph immediately thought the same thing I thought. Now, obviously, Steph isn't going to say it, so I'm always left to say it. But he immediately thought the same thing I thought. And Steph looked up, and I said, "Wow, Wiggs, that's incredible. 16 rebounds. But we must tell you how pathetic that is, Wiggs, that your previous high was only 11 rebounds. As athletic, and you know what Wiggs said, "Man, I know, man, I know. But forget that. You got it done tonight, brother, when we needed the most, and it was absolutely amazing." But that was a little fun moment that we had, that we shared in the locker room to poke a little fun at one of the guys. And we're going to need him to continue to play that way. Obviously, he's been very important this entire run. And guys who's been guarding, but also what he's been doing on the offensive end, and more importantly on the glass, has been absolutely amazing. So big shots out to Wiz. Killer Clay had 18 points, including a huge three that took the lead, and it was a clay ball. For those of y'all that don't know what a clay ball is, that means you catch it at eye level and just raise up, ain't no dip, ain't boom, and he knocked it down. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that gave us an 89-87 lead, and I could be a little off on that score, but I'm almost certain it gave us a 2-point lead, and it's absolutely huge. Clay was 4-for-10 from three, which, you know, we take in any night. But what I loved was his aggressiveness coming out the gate. He hit a couple shots for us. He got it going. And I'm going to tell you what Clay's mindset coming out the gate did for us tonight, even more so than just his points and what he did to the defense. What his mindset did for us tonight out the gate was give Jordan Poole the same mindset out the gate, who came in and had 14 points, and he had a very, very, very nice stretch there in the first quarter to really get us going. And so Clay's attitude directly rubbed off on Jordan, and he came out the same way, and it was very crucial and important that he did come out that way. And he had that big stretch in the game for us, and that's all we needed. You know, obviously he continued to play, and, you know, having him on the court and what he does to defense is great. But that stretch right there was probably his most crucial stretch in the game. I also thought, Jordan was good on the defensive end. He battled, he fought with force, he came up with some important rebounds or some deflections. Absolutely incredible. So that was great from Jordan, and like I said, great from Clay to essentially hand him that mentality to come out and do exactly what he did, which was huge for us. JT finished the game with 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. Jaylen Brown, 21 points. On 19 shots. And I thought, I thought that was the key to the game. JT had 23 points on 23 shots. Jaylen Brown, 21 on 19 shots. To get those guys slightly more inefficient than they've been You know, that was a huge thing for us. JT really, really, really had it going in game three, and so did Jaylen Brown. So to have those guys have less efficient nights to force JT into six turnovers, that was huge for us. Obviously getting extra possessions, and also you get out and run in transition and get some easier baskets as opposed to always playing against their set defense. Absolutely amazing. And we have to continue to do that. You know, it's everybody's job when you're talking those two guys. It's not just one guy's job. It's a complete team effort. It's making sure you're helping when the help is needed. It's trying to come up with some deflections when you can come up with deflections. Those lead to turnovers and us getting out and racing. So good job on those two guys tonight.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
day, bro.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Marcus Smart had another good game. And I think it's very important that we find a way to take Marcus Smart out the game. He is absolutely amazing for them, and they really feed off of Marcus Smart. And so we have to continue to do a better job there. But overall, I can't complain. We're up 2-2. I felt like I played a little better, but can still continue to play better, and I know I will. But just the force that we came out with. You know, I thought that was very important. And, you know, at times it wasn't going our way, but we continued to chug away at it. And, you know, plug. And when you're playing against a team like that at home, it's never going to be easy to tie that series up. It was very hard. It's going to continue to be hard. As I said before, it's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher and tougher. Game five will be even tougher. Game six is going to be even tougher than that. So, we have to go out understanding that, A, this team, we know the stat. This team hasn't lost two in a row in the playoffs. It's time for us to make that happen. It's very important that we do. We've done our job in taking home court advantage back. Now we have to make sure we capitalize on that and going back home and not just expect that we're going to win just because we're going back home. Know the type of force that they're going to come out with. It's the same force they've come out with in every loss, not only against us but entire playoffs. So, it's important that we not only match that force, but we exceed it. And if we exceed it, then you get the home crowd into it. They can get going. And that's very, very, very key. So looking forward to heading back to Chase on Monday night. That will be a very, very, very fun night for us. And we need to make sure, like I said, we take care of business. You don't want to come back on the road for game six down 3-2. And so you want to come back, kind of give yourself that little grace period of where you want to close it in six if you can. But ultimately understanding if you need seven to go back home, you have that. But the only way that works and we can put ourselves in that position is if we meet force with force like we did tonight and go home and take care of home court advantage. So that's my analysis on the game. For those out there, yes, Draymond still has to play better, and I will. And just keep chugging away. Make plays when you need to make plays. Down the stretch, made a couple good plays, but just keep plugging away at it. You know, it's been a tough series. I saw my mom tweeted that it's been a tough series for me. Absolutely, it definitely has, but figure it out how you got to figure it out. It's not the toughest thing I've had to deal with in my life thus far, but I'm sure I'll have a tougher challenge in life than this. But currently, I got to figure this one out, and I will. I have no doubt in my mind that I will. I always do. But before we get out of here, as I am going to eat me some dinner, I can't really call it dinner. It's 1 a.m. It's supposed to be 2 a.m., but I'm going to eat me some food and get myself ready for this long flight tomorrow. Jeez. But before we do that, Jax, we got a couple of mailbag questions before we get out of here, my brother.
Yes, sir. Reminder to submit your questions on Twitter at hashtag TheDraymondGreenShow. First up from our friend Demaria. She wrote back, Dre. From Demaria at Demaria Monet. Hey, Draymond. First off, you're correct. My name is pronounced Demaria Monet. Jackson, I forgive you. LOL. My question is, what do you think about the changing of the finals travel rotation? This is obviously a little bit old news, but going from 2-3-2 to 2-2-1-1-1, what are your thoughts on that switch?
I think that's a very huge thing. You know how tough it is. You lose one of those first two games, and then you got to go on the road for three. I think the NBA absolutely made the right call with that. Not only that it's tough in that sense, but every other series is 2-2-1-1-1. To get to the finals and all of a sudden you change that entire routine is absolutely crazy to me. You know, playoffs is about, you know, experience and familiarity as well. And you change that up the last series, I think that's absolutely insane. So I like that it's 2-2-1-1-1. Now, in saying that, when you're dealing with a long flight like we're dealing with between Boston and San Francisco, it's a little tougher. But ultimately, I think it's the right thing to do. And I think the NBA does a great job of spacing the games out. The only game this series with one day in between was the one we just played, which is game 3 and 4. So being that you have those 2 days in between, you kind of got that travel day to get yourself back, get back home and squared away or come on the road. And so as much as, as big of a change that is or was when it did happen, I like it. I think it's great. And the flight does suck this time around. Long flights, but that's a part of it. And like I said, you get that extra day.
From Matthew Goodwin at MattGood_win, what similarities, if any, do you see with facing LeBron in the finals compared to facing the Celtics? I personally don't see a lot, but I'm curious your thoughts.
I don't think there's many similarities there. LeBron is different than anything we've ever seen in this world or anybody we've ever seen in this NBA. So there are no similarities other than it's NBA Finals intensity. It is the NBA Finals, and we're both trying to win a championship. Outside of that, there are no similarities. Bron is different than anything we've ever seen, and he's probably different than anything we will ever see moving forward.
Last one from Asim Khan at AsimKhan82125450. How does the crowd at TD Garden compare to other road arenas that you play in?
They're loud. They're pretty loud. They're very loud. A little obnoxious. But Cleveland fans used to be obnoxious too. Now I think these people take the cake. And going away, they take the cake. But Yeah, it's loud. I mean, you're trying to win a championship. It should be loud. You know, the fans should be into it. And so I respect it. And after the series, I'll appreciate it. But for now, you know what it is with them. And a SimCon. That's it. You closing the show out for us. We appreciate you. Our listeners, we're always thankful for. Until the next game, which is game 5, Monday night, June 13th. I'll talk to y'all after that. But until then, that's a wrap from the Draymond Green Show. Peace.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.